Welcome to the Jacob's Well podcast. These messages are intended to feed you some great stuff that you can really dig your teeth into all week and beyond. That's why you can find it anytime, along with other great resources and ways to keep the conversation going at jacobs-well.net/leftovers. Enjoy the message.
Hey, Jacob's Well. I'm Paul, and this week we're talking about body plus or minus transitions. Last week we talked about body plus or minus health, and this next week we're going to be talking about body plus or minus shame. One of the fill-ins that I wanted to lift up, body positivity is a journey, not a destination. It's one of those things that we're kind of constantly striving for, whether that's in parenting, whether that's through birthing, whether that is through getting scars of our own. And when we look to the Bible, there's a few stories of childbirth, but there's actually a really interesting story of scarring that I wanted to lift up today. And that comes from a figure you've probably heard of. You probably know who Jesus is. And you probably know, like, the gist of Jesus' story. He's born, it's miraculous, born to a virgin, all that stuff. And then, like, 30 years happen where we don't know what happens to Jesus. And then, like, the last 3 years, he talks a lot and then gets crucified. And then after that, he's resurrected. And what I'm really interested in talking about today is that post-resurrection body that Jesus has. There's this quote from John that I wanted to lift up. And this is the first time that Jesus is appearing to most of the disciples. And the narrator says, "On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord." I think it's really important that the disciples recognize who he is after he shows them his hand and his side. For those of you who aren't familiar, crucifixion is like a pretty grotesque torture practice used to execute people. And there's a nail that's driven either through your hand or through your wrist. And then also nails driven through your feet. And also, to check if you're dead, the soldiers will pierce your side with a spear. So a body after crucifixion looks really disfigured in a lot of ways. And I think it's really interesting to me that Jesus doesn't come back with a totally healed body. Jesus doesn't come back like the crucifixion never happened. Jesus still has those marks on his hands and those marks in his side, and those serve as a way of identifying him. And in fact, later on in this story, Thomas, one of the people who wasn't there, says something like, "Unless I put like my hands in his scars, I'm not going to believe that he was raised from the dead." Because like even back then, being raised from the dead was a pretty weird thing. But what Jesus is saying in this is not that my scars make me less than. He's saying my scars are a part of me. I want you to think of a scar of your own. Maybe that's a birthmark from giving birth. Maybe that's a stretch mark. Maybe that's some other kind of scar, an injury, or maybe that's even just scar tissue that you can't see but is still with you. So just think about that for 15 seconds. I'm guessing all of those scars have a story behind them. I'm going to show one of my scars because I feel like I have to at this point if we're talking about scars. And you're probably noticing like, wow, Paul's wearing shorts today. That's like really casual. Here's why. I have a scar that's on my leg right here. You can probably see it. It's very white, so it blends in with my skin. And it is a mark from when I was 18 months old and I poured boiling water on myself. Much to the chagrin of my mom. So I'm not traumatized by it at all because I have no memory of it, but my mom like still feels very bad about letting this happen to me. But I've had that for all my life, and I think it's normal. But like in college, when everyone was wearing those like really short jorts, like everyone in my college campus was, like I was not wearing those jorts. I was like a little self-conscious about it. I didn't want to show off that level of skin, and when I buy shorts, I usually make sure that the hemline is below that mark. The fact of the matter is that our scars are a part of us. We can try and hide them, we can try and put clothing over them, we can try and conceal them with concealer, with creams or foundation, but our scars are a part of us. And I think when we reflect on the story of Jesus coming back with these marks on his hand and this hole in his side, That's saying that these scars are a part of us and that the bodies we inhabit are important. But the important part is that our scars don't decrease our value. They tell our story. And I'm not saying like all scars are happy. Like some scars have these happy memories associated with them, or like, oh, I remember that's that one time I fell off the slide, or oh, 18-month-old Paul just boiling water on himself, or oh, this reminds me of my child. But like some scars really are traumatic. Like I think of a friend of mine who had hurt his shoulder in a rock climbing accident. And as a result, like, can't really lift his shoulder that high and can't really ever rock climb again. Like, that scar is with him for the rest of his life, and that's not, like, a happy story. That's a traumatic thing for him. But regardless, that scar is a part of him. And that's not something to be ashamed of. That's not something that he needs to hide anymore. That's just a part. So when Jesus was showing his scars, when Jesus was showing off his hand or his wrist, that's up to debate, when he was showing off those marks, he wasn't saying, look at me and have pity on me. He was saying, this is who I am. I'm not perfect. My body isn't the way it looked even like 4 days ago. My body has changed, but this is who I am. We all experience these transitions, whether that's giving birth or injuries or playing sports or all of these things happen to our bodies, even just getting older. So when Jesus was showing these scars, he's saying, this is who I am. A loved, valued, scarred child of God. And I would encourage for those words to be your words this week, that I am a loved, valued, scarred child of God. If you would pray with me. God, help us to love ourselves. Help us to love the people around us. Help us to look at our wrinkles and blemishes and birthmarks and scars and stretch marks and bunions and all of these things that make up our body and not see them as negatives, as things to hide, as things to be ashamed of, but things that tell our story, that tell who we are. Help us to love those things on ourselves and help us to love those things in other people. In your name we pray. Amen. So you may have noticed on your Sunday papers the homework, and it might have looked a little funny to you, but we're serious about like practicing self-love. And so your homework for this week is to look at yourself naked in the mirror for 2 minutes. No shaming, no saying, I wish my gut didn't look like that, or I wish my arms were a little stronger, or I wish, no, none of that. Just think of the things you appreciate about your body for 2 minutes. Let us know how it goes. Don't send photos. Keep those to yourself. But I really do encourage you to try this. I tried this yesterday, and it was good. I don't have anything else to say about it. I would really encourage you to try this. So thank you for being Jacob's Well, and go out and be Jacob's Well.
Thanks for listening. If you found this podcast valuable, please pass it along to others. And we'd love to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@jacobs-well.net or message Jacob's Well Minneapolis on Facebook. We see what we do as a community really making a difference for people. Since you're listening, you probably have, too. If you'd like to make a donation to support this work, you can find ways at jacobs-well.net/give. Thanks. Listen again next week or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10:30.